1771, the application of Harry Murphy to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for mini storage units and boat and RV storage to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Cedar Creek 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 8.449 acres, more or less, lying south of Swain's Private Road, 570 feet west of Marshall Street, also known as Route 225. Planning and Zoning Commission held public hearing on this application on March 26th of 09. County Council public hearing was April 21st of 09. At the conclusion of the public hearing before the Planning and Zoning Commission, Mr. Burton stated he would move that the Commission recommend approval of conditional use number 1771 for Harry Murphy for a mini storage facility and boat and RV storage based upon a record made at the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the use as a storage facility is of a public or semi-public character and is desirable for the general convenience and welfare of Sussex County residents. Two, the location adjacent to land zoned heavy industrial is appropriate for this type of use. Three, the project with the conditions placed upon it will not have an adverse impact on neighboring properties or community. Four, this recommendation for approval is subject to the following conditions. One, there shall not be any on-site boat or RV repairs. All boats and RVs shall be stored under roof. Two, there shall not be any outside storage of building materials or other construction materials within the project. Three, any security lights shall be screened downward to avoid shining on neighboring properties or highways, or roadways, excuse me. Four, one lighted sign not to exceed 32 square feet in size shall be permitted. The proposed sign location shall be shown on the final site plan. Five, the location of a dumpster shall be shown on the final site plan. Six, access to the facility shall be through a gate operated by key or code system. Seven, the driveway and parking areas outside of the storage building shall be stone or paved. Eight, stormwater management shall be maintained on site and shall be subject to the approval of the Sussex Conservation District. Nine, a landscape buffer of native vegetation shall be installed along the perimeter of the site to screen the project from neighboring residential properties. The final site plan shall contain a landscaping plan for the buffer areas and shall show a schedule of construction for the buffer areas and also the type of vegetation to be installed. Ten, a fence with vinyl slats to screen the use from neighboring properties shall be installed around the perimeter of the project. The fence shall be on the inside of the buffer. The buffer shall be maintained on a regular basis. And 11, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. There was a motion and second and carried 4-1 to forward this application to council with a recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons and with the conditions stated. Motion carried 4-1. Would Mr. Wheatley oppose to the motion?
Any questions for Mr. Lank?
Mr. Lank, I don't know if you can or can't, but when we had our public hearing, one of the issues that concerns me is that this Swain Road is a private road. And nobody was able to tell us, at least that night, as these people utilize this road a lot more now with utilizing storage buildings, RV storage, and the road becomes worn, torn up, whatever it is, who is required to fix it? Who owns it?
I can't answer that question. I think that was a question raised by all parties. They weren't sure. The some of the residents that live across Swain's Road stated that they maintain it. They also stated that the contractor who operates the heavy industrial site also maintains it. So they share. And then most of the activity for the construction site uses an access at the end of Swain's Road and crosses the rail and comes out onto, I believe, Route 213, I think it is, mm-hmm. which is parallel road to 113 on the opposite side of the rail.
Right, so the heavy industrial has another way out of there.
Same road, but another, there's a driveway.
It's the other direction.
That's the way it was. That's the way I remember it anyway.
Yeah. What concerns me still, as it did in our public hearing, is this being a private road, that people utilize this to access this piece of property here,
right.
And we're tearing up a road that somebody else has got to maintain. Mm-hmm.
And they have the right to access that road. But as you said, they may not make improvements to the road. Their improvements required are on site.
Yeah. I mean, that's that. The road issue bothers me. It bothers me that that's a private road owned by whoever it's owned by, and we're going to allow other people to go in there and utilize this road on a daily basis. And if they tear it up, do damage to it, who's going to be required to fix it?
Like he is, the person who owns this parcel is also a user of that private road.
Correct.
Right, he's sharing into it too. Whatever the use is, it's on that land. So he's part of it. But anyway, there's a lot of roads like that in the county that nobody knows. They were laid out and off they went.
There's one thing I've noticed about, and since this has came about,
quite a bit.
There's one thing I've noticed about these storage places. You hardly ever see anybody around these storage buildings. You rent the place, that's why you rent it. You never go back. You go back once a year, maybe twice. This is not going to be a heavy use road, by no means. They'll use that road more of those trucks in one day, and then probably this thing will be used in the next 6 months for these storage people. I'm being afraid. Up front here.
But it's not just storage. It's not just storage of people like to use, put their family belongings in. That kind of stuff. There's going to be boats, RVs. When those things are going to come out of there more, I would think. I don't know how they're going to do it, but some of these could be heavy vehicles. The road thing just bothers me. I mean, it just bothers me that we don't know who's responsible to fix the road.
I would think it'd be light vehicles, probably light boats too. I would think. I went and looked at, and I just didn't see. I didn't see anything wrong with it, to be honest with you. I thought, and since then I have looked at these other storage places. I hear this complaint all the time from different people. We don't want storage because of traffic. Well, you go to Bridgeville, you look down those traffic. You look down those storage buildings one after the other, and you hardly ever see a car in any of those storage places. They just don't go there. It's not a used place. It's something that people don't go to hang out and place to go to.
I think we get the point. Thank you, Mr.
I want you to understand that.
I do understand.
It's not a well-run road.
Thank you. I got the point.
If there's no more comments for Mr. Lank, we'll read the title and see where it goes. Mr. Robertson.
No, certainly. Thank you, Mr. Phillips. An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in the AR1 Agricultural Residential District for mini storage units and boat and RV storage to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Cedar Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 8.44 acres of land, more or less.
Can I get a motion?
Make a motion. We adopt CU 1771.
I'll second it.
I have a motion and a second to adopt CU 1771, application of Harry and Murphy.
That with the condition?
With the condition, yes, sir. Any further discussion before we take the vote? Ms. Deaver.
No, it's in my district, and it's important that we listen to what was said at the hearing by the people who live there. They have children that live there. It is a private road. It's up in the air as to who's going to take care of it, and it's going to be a lot of heavy traffic. We've had other people apply for these things, and they say they have someone living at the facility because people do gather in these areas, and it's not always very pleasant what goes on in these areas, is what I understand. It's not needed. There are plenty of other businesses like this right in the immediate area. It'll have an adverse impact on the neighbors and the children, and I vote no.
Mr. Vincent.
The road issue still bothers me, but everybody else seems to feel it's going to be handled by whoever owns the property. I guess we'll find it at some point in time. Based on recommendation of planning and zoning, I'll vote yes.
Mr. Wilson.
I vote yes on the recommendation of planning and zoning. And furthermore, it's not my business to whether people are going to make enough profit of doing this business. I think that if a person wants to take that risk, then let them do it. It's not my choice to say what's going to work and what won't work.
Mr. Cole.
Well, the roadway seems to be the issue, and I take a different look at it. I think there will have a negative impact. I think commercial activity should be on public roads. I don't think that we should subject this private road into people that have to live on the private road residentially in a residential neighborhood should have to be affected by the commercial activity that would be using the road. So I think the road issue is critical. So I support the opposition's concerns about the additional traffic and other issues that are associated with the private road. The other activity at the other end of the road uses another exit and does not impact this residential part. So I think the residential character of the area is more important than the commercial activity. So I'll vote no.
I vote yes. The impact is going to be very low. I agree with planning and zoning's recommendation. Motion carried 3-2.
Next application is con-